send an engine out and our tanker truck in case we needed extra water because of the danger of grass fires and such. And upon arrival on the scene, we found a roughly 2000 or 2005 Chevy Blazer, we believe it was. It was fully engulfed in flames. The fire department put the fire out using the engine that we had on hand, and the troopers were there investigating along with the Petersburg Police Department. Interestingly enough, this vehicle had gone off the road sometime earlier in the evening. We're not sure why. There were no occupants. There was evidence that the car had driven off the road and hit in the muskeg and bounced and then landed on some trees and stopped. And it appears like someone came along at a later time and started the car on fire. And that particular portion of the incident is under investigation by Alaska State Troopers.
What did the fire department do then at that point?
Well, we extinguished the fire. It was a little difficult because it had some magnesium in the engine parts, and magnesium is a little more difficult to extinguish with water. It almost has to burn out on its own. And fortunately, there wasn't a lot of magnesium, and it did go out eventually. But by using the water on the one truck, we were able to get the fire extinguished and cooled down. We were a little worried about damage to the fiber optic cable, GCI's fiber optic cable, and the high power lines that run by there. But apparently there was no damage to those.
And this follows that toilet fire at Man-Made Hole.
It does, yes. You know, obviously that one's, you know, very suspicious too. They don't generally spontaneously combust. And so I believe that someone set fire to this particular vehicle. One of our volunteers happened to be coming back from a camping trip on the Stikine River and came by the vehicle about an hour prior and investigated it at the time, and there were no occupants around the area. The car had some camping gear in it. I believe it's registered to someone in Anchorage. So perhaps they were vacationing on the island or traveling through. And we left it and put some fire tape around it just so that people knew that we had, you know, the fire department had been there. And then left the scene at about 12:30 a.m.
Okay, and I'm guessing the vehicle's a loss?
Vehicle is a total loss, yes. It was very difficult to... There was a partial license plate on it, and between that and identifying the vehicle and running a partial VIN number that was obtainable off of the dashboard, the state troopers were able to determine who the registered owner was of the vehicle.